As we gather today, we celebrate what God has done in our midst for 38 years.
我们今天在这里一起聚集，庆祝在过去38年中间，神在我们中间一切奇妙的作为。
But even more than that, we look ahead to the future.
除这个以外，我们也往前面去看。
We look with anticipation to what God is yet to do in our midst and through us in the midst of the world.
我们也很积极地来看神要用我们在未来的38年要我们在这个世界上面做什么样的事情。
Now at the annual meeting, we heard of many decisions that need to be made.
在今天的早上的年会里面，蔡长老跟我们报告了有许多重要的决策要在未来进行。
Important decisions.
非常重要的一些决策。
Decisions that affect the ministry direction we take.
这些决定会影响我们未来施工的方向。
Ministry directions that affect our finances.
这些决定会影响到我们教会的财务的状况。
And directions that affect our lives together.
这些决定会影响到你我的生活。
We have several staffing decisions to make.
我们有一些招募同工聘请的决定要进行。
Pastor Rocky has departed. Pastor Ella is getting ready to depart.
陈松纪牧师已经离开我们，妙牧师很快也会到宣教的工厂。
Will we replace them, and if so, with whom?
我们是要请一些教牧同工来取代他们的位置吗？ 如果是这样的话，我们是要请谁呢？
Any of you who are in this building Friday night will feel the floor shake.
你如果是礼拜五晚上在这个教会聚会的话，你会感觉到这个地在震动。
And it's not just the presence of the Lord.
不只是因为神与我们同在。
It's the presence of over 100 children in the first floor.
而是因为在我们的一楼有超过100个小朋友。
Children's ministry is bursting at the seams. Awana is growing.
我们的儿童的施工非常的有许多的儿童来参加我们的这个Awana的施工一直在成长。
Will we bring in staff to help? And if so, which staff?
我们需要邀请一些新的同工来参加吗？ 那如果是这样的话，是要聘请哪样的同工？
In 2003, I also preached this anniversary sermon.
在2003年的时候，卢牧师也是同样在这样一个场合来做主日早上的这个主日的讲道。
And looking over my notes, I realized, by next year, 2004, we hope to have a senior pastor.
我还记得很清楚，那个时候我现在来看看我当时的这个记录，我就当时是这样说的，我希望在明年，就是2004年，我们希望我们有一个主任牧师。
Clearly, I lack the gift of prophecy.
很明显的，这个卢牧师没有这个先见之明的恩赐。
But we still look. It's a decision we need to make. Who will we select?
但是我们当然不放弃，我们也仰望神，我们是有很多重要的决定在我们的面前。Or
who will select us?
或者是说，哪一位牧师会选择我们这个教会作为他服事的工厂？
We have building decisions to make, property decisions to make.
我们有一些决定是跟我们的建筑物有关的，跟我们要是不是要买一些新的建筑物有关的。
Currently, for the third time, we are discussing a sound project, a sound improvement project.
我们已经讨论这个教会里面的音响的改善，已经是第三次。So
far, none of the contractors we've contacted have offered to do the job for free.
我们找了好几位会进行这样一个音响改善工作的人，没有一个人是愿意免费的替我们服务的。We
are considering building expansion.
我们在考虑扩建我们的教堂。If
you come here on a Friday night, we're almost to the point where we have to sit in each other's laps.
如果你在晚上来到我们教会聚会的话，有的时候你会发现说，我们急到一个程度，是我们要坐在另外一个人的这个膝盖上面。
That arrangement is okay for husbands and wives, but we prefer not to use that for other people.
夫妻一起这样，我们是非常欢迎，但是我们不太希望是说在非夫妻的情况身上出现。And
God is not present just in Lexington.
我们也同样看到，上帝不只是在Lexington这个地方来祝福我们。You
know, we have this work growing in Acton.
我们西区的分堂在Acton地区非常的快速的成长。
And they're looking at a property out there that would probably total cost of purchase and renovation come to $1 million.
他们看到一块地上面有个建筑物, 如果要买跟加上一些整修的费用, 加起来差不多100万美元。
Now there's one very important argument in favor of that piece of property.
我们看这样一块地跟这个建筑物的话, 有一个很重要的原因使我们考虑,很慎重的考虑要把它买下来。
Now, my children have fished almost every single pond in Middlesex County.
我的两个小孩在Middlesex County,就是这个县的每一个湖都已经去打鱼过,都已经钓鱼过。
And that property is on the shores of by far the best fishing pond we have found.
按照我们的经验呢,那一块地就是刚好在那个县最容易钓到鱼的那个湖的旁边。
So I hereby officially and formally offer that if Metro West purchases that property, I will offer to be pastor of fishing and water sports.
所以卢牧师已经自愿好，如果西区是买那块地的话，卢牧师就是在西区教会的钓鱼牧师。
We have many ministry initiatives.
我们这个教会有许多的施工在进行。
We've always long been known for Bible teaching and for evangelism and missions.
我们教会长期以来的传统就是在圣经上面的教导，福音的施工以及宣教的施工。
Our social concern ministry is burgeoning, Stephen ministry, marriage enrichment.
我们在很快速的要成长我们社会关怀的这个施工，我们有斯蒂凡施工，有我们这个夫妻婚姻的这个施工。
Of course, Awana and Mustard Seed.
那当然再加上我们的 Awana 跟这个芥菜种儿童的施工。
And don't be offended if I've left your ministry out. We have many, many ministries.
我大概已经没有提到你们中间其他一些的这个重要的施工，请不要介意。但是重点是在于说，我们有很多很多的施工。
So as a result, we compete for time and facility and funding.
因为这样子，所以我们在互相竞争我们的时间、我们的场地以及我们的经费。
We compete for co-workers, and we ask co-workers to serve in multiple ministries.
我们就是去邀请同样的人做不同的事工，所以常常发现一位弟兄或者姐妹参与许多许多的事工。
We have many decisions to make.
我们有很多的决策，有很多的决定要进行。
We think about worship styles.
我们会看到我们崇拜的方式。
Some of us prefer to come into a sanctuary to meet God and be silent.
我们中间有的弟兄姐妹希望进到一个教堂里面是安静的跟神交通。And
I wanted to encourage that in English ministry.
那从对于英文部的弟兄姐妹来讲，我鼓励大家往这个方向去思考。So
we asked the worship team to begin with a prelude 5 minutes before service.
所以呢，我们在英文部的施工是在崇拜进行以前有5分钟的这个奠乐。
And the louder they played, the louder people talked.
但是他们的音乐越大的话，下面讲话的声音又越大。
And I thought, if people come into English ministry, what would I want them to hear?
我就在想说，如果有弟兄姐妹或者有朋友来到我们的英文的敬拜，我们希望他们听到的是什么？
Silence or people who are happy to see each other?
是一个很安静的一个场所呢，还是看到一些弟兄姐妹是彼此很愉快的在交通？
And so we have a rule in English ministry.
所以呢，在英文部的敬拜里面呢，有这样的一个规定。
You're free to talk as much and as loud as you want, as long as you're talking to newcomers.
你讲多大声都可以。 但是呢，你不可以跟你认识的人讲，你要去找一个新来的朋友来跟他交通。
You know, either way honors God, but we have different preferences.
我相信无论怎么样，我们都是在荣耀神，但是我们有个人自己不同的喜好。
I listen to music on the radio.
我们听这个听收音机里面的音乐。
Musical styles last for maybe 5, at most 10 years.
音乐的方式大概是流行5到10年。
And yet in English ministry we ask people to worship with one musical style across 20 years.
但是在英文的敬拜里面，我们是用一个敬拜的方式，但是是要求这个年龄层是20年这样一个年龄层来参与同样的敬拜。
And maybe in Chinese ministry across 40 years or 50 years.
那在中文部的话，那个年龄层可能就更广，可能是40年，可能是50年。
You know, we need to make a decision.
所以我们要做一些决定。
Do we try all to worship together with the same musical style, or do we try a variety of musical styles?
所以我们要做一些决定，是我们一起在一起用同样一个方式来敬拜呢，还是我们用不同的方式，有不同的喜好来敬拜？
You know, I'm not advocating on any of these issues. I'm not advocating one position or the other. I'm just simply saying we will need to make these decisions.
我在这里不是说我们要喜欢某一种特别的方式，我只是要提出来，是说在面临这样的一些不同的喜好的时候，我们是有些决定要进行的。
How we assign our staff?
我们怎么样去分配我们同工的工作？
How we recruit our co-workers?
我们怎么样去邀请新的同工来参与侍奉
？Where we devote our efforts?
我们是把我们的工作重点放在哪里
？How we apportion our funds?
我们怎么样分配我们有限的基金
？We have a bylaw revision coming up. That's also decisions there.
我们现在有一个教会宪章或者是规章的一个撰写或者是修改的一个委员会在进行很快就有一个新的规章会出现。
What kind of leadership structure or servant structure will we have in this church?
那里面就会谈到是说我们教会这个领导或者是服事的这个架构究竟是怎么样。
We can't avoid making decisions.
在这么大的一个教会我们不能够逃避，我们必须有一些重要的决定是放在我们的身上。
Now, one thing we celebrate this morning,
我们今天早上所庆祝的许多事情之一
is that every single one of these decisions is spectacularly positive.
我们非常的高兴是这样的一些的决定，每一个这样的决定都是一个很正面的一个决定。
We have to make these decisions because we have, well, too many people coming to church.
从某一个角度来讲，我们需要做些决定，因为我们来这个教会的人太多了。
We have many ministries expanding and growing.
我们有很多的教会的事工在成长。
We actually, our funds are running out of surplus.
我们的这个教会的奉献其实已经是超过我们每年的支出。
I think our brother has trouble translating that because he's worried if you hear it, you might give less.
对，没有错。我是很害怕说我这样讲的话，你就不奉献了。
So we have all of these decisions to make.
所以我们有很多重要的决定在我们的面前。
How do we proceed?
我们怎么样进行呢？
So I turn your attention to Joshua chapter 1, a very familiar passage.
所以我们回到我们圣经的基础，我们一起来看约书亚记第一章。一个非常熟悉的一段的经文。
As we consider Joshua 1, note first of all this.
我们看约书亚记第一章的时候，我希望我们先提到第一点。
All of our options are good.
我们在我们面前所有可以选择的方案都是好的方案。
They in their situation had no obviously good options.
但是我们要想想看，在约书亚当时他 在他面前的方案其实没有一个是好的。
They were basically living in the middle of a desert without adequate water or food.
在当时他们住在一个旷野中间，没有足够的水，没有足够的食物。
They had the Egyptian Empire behind them.
这个埃及的大军在他们的后面。
They had an inhabited land in front of them.
在他们前面呢是应许之地，但是已经有一些强大的民族住在那里的中间。
The entire older generation had died off. All their leaders were gone, even Moses.
在他们从埃及出来的时候，一些年长的、一些领导的，甚至摩西都已经去世了。
Now we face many challenging decisions which may make us nervous.
我们在面临我们的决策的时候，让我们很惊慌。
By our standards, they had right not only to be nervous, but to be scared to death.
但是如果我们把我们放在约书亚当时的状况的话呢，我相信他们不只是惊慌，他们是吓得半死。
and in the midst of the decisions they had to make, see how God spoke to them.
就在他们面临要做一些重要的决定的时候，我们一起来思考神怎么样跟他们说话。
In one important respect, even though their situation was harder than ours, their situation in one important respect was easier.
从一个角度来讲，虽然他们当时的决定非常的困难，但是从另外一个角度呢，他们当时的决定其实非常的容易。
God had spoken directly, explicitly, specifically to their situation.
神针对他们当时的状况，很直接的给他们指示。
God had identified specifically who should lead them.
上帝在当时非常明显的指出来是谁要领导他们。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. The Lord spoke specifically to Joshua and chose him as their leader.
约书亚记第一章第一节，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手，嫩的儿子约书亚，是很直接的跟约书亚说。
They didn't have to choose between multiple possible leaders and try and discern which was God's leader for them.
在当时他们不需要考虑好几位可能的领导者，然后来想是说是谁要来做领导。
He told them.
神主动的告诉约书亚。
They did not have to choose which ministry direction they should head in. God told them that also.
他们在当时不需要考虑是说在众多的事工里面选择哪一个来进行，神很清楚地告诉他们，这个就是你们要进行的事工。
In fact, for over 400 years, he'd been telling them.
其实不只是在当时这样讲，神这样讲在那个以前400年已经很清楚地跟他们讲了。
And so we read in Joshua 1 verse 2, Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river to the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
第二节到第五节是说，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们 脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这利巴嫩，直到伯拉大河、赫人的全地，直到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界，并无一人能在你面前站立得住。
God told them exactly what he wanted them to do.
上帝的指示是非常的清楚，你要怎么样做？
And God told them exactly who would lead them.
上帝也很清楚地告诉他们说是谁会带领你们做这样的事工。
And God told them exactly when they should do it.
上帝也很清楚地告诉他们是什么时候要进行这样的一个事工。
Verse 10, So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, Go through the camp and tell the people, Get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here. To go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.
我们跳到第十节、十一节。于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：“你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河。”
What to do? God told them.
上帝已经告诉他们要做什么了。
When to do it? God told them.
上帝也说什么时候要做。
Who to do it? God told them.
上帝也说谁要这样做。
There's only two remaining issues for them.
所以在当时只有另外两个问题。
They knew what to do, when to do it, and who to do it.
他们已经知道什么时候要做，要做什么，谁要做。
The two remaining open questions were these.
剩下的两个问题是什么呢？
Would they have the boldness, the courage to face the risk, to accept the challenge? Would they move out and actually do it?
第一个问题是说，他们有没有这样的勇气跟胆量离开他们比较安全的地方，而面对这样一个挑战去做神要他们做的事情。
And the other question was, as they did it, would they continue to love and worship and serve God alone?
第二个问题是说，在他们往前走要做这样的施工的时候，他们是否还是继续的敬拜跟爱神？
And so Joshua exhorts them, be strong and courageous, verse 6. Be strong and courageous, verse 7. Be strong and courageous, verse 9.
所以约书亚在第六节、第七节、第九节一再地说， 只要刚强，大大壮胆，要刚强壮胆。
Three times in four verses.
在四节的经文里面讲了三次。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they were rightly scared.
因为在当时的状况，他们确实是很惊慌。
And Joshua urges them twice to obey the Bible, to obey the law, to obey God.
耶稣亚在这段的经文里面的记载是有两次的提醒他们要服从神的律法，顺服神的领导。
Be careful to obey all the law, chapter 1, verse 7.
在第七节谈到是说，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Do not let the book of the law depart from your heart.
第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口。
Verse 8. So they knew what to do, when to do it, who would lead them.
所以他们已经知道谁要做，什么时候要做，要做什么。
So Joshua calls them to these two things.
所以呢，约书亚给他们的提醒就是这两点的提醒。
Courage.
勇气。
Take the risk.
愿意面对危险。
And then he calls them to obedience.
第二，教他们要顺服神的领导。
Live for God.
为神而活。
Now, what does all of this tell us in our situation?
在这样的背景下面，能够对我们今天的决策有怎么样的教导呢？
We start with the obvious and move to the less obvious.
我们先开始一些比较明显的、比较直接的，然后再谈一些不是那么明显的。
We work our way backwards in reverse order.
好，所以我们是反过来先看明显的。
It tells us, first of all, that just as Bible is in the middle of our name, Bible needs to stay always in the middle of our lives.
第一个是我们教会是圣经教会，在我们名字里面就有圣经，但是我们希望的不只是在名字上面有一个圣经，在我们的生活里面，圣经是一个中心的地位。
Our lives and our community and our worship and our service have to be fundamentally founded on and centered on the Bible.
我们的聚会，我们的敬拜，我们团契的生活都必须建立在圣经的这个基本上面。
In many respects, what we do and how we do it will change.
许多时候，我们怎么样做一个事工，或者是说我们哪一些事工要进行，会随着时间而改变。
As our culture changes,
我们的文化会改变。
As the people we seek to reach change,
我们想要传福音的对象也会改变。
Some of our methods will change,
所以我们的方法会改变。
Some of the ways we do things will change,
所以我们服侍我们做事的一些方式也会改变。
But this must never change,
但是我们刚刚讲的不可以改变。
The Bible must always be at the center, the foundation for everything we do.
圣经必须要是我们每一个施工的中心，是我们每一个施工的基础。
Now, this may seem so obvious that it doesn't need saying.
这个好像太明显了，不用再讲的样子。
And because of obvious linguistic limitations, I can't comment on the Chinese church or Chinese culture situation.
因为卢牧师个人的背景，所以不能够太多谈到这个华人教会里面的状况。
But I can tell you this, as I look around at English-speaking ministry in the U.S. and overseas,
但是可以跟大家分享这个在北美以英语为主的教会跟这个国际上面的教会,
the Bible is getting less and less attention in church ministry.
好像这个圣经在教会的施工里面好像扮演的角色越来越小。
We have sermons about management, sermons about pop psychology, sermons about marketing.
我们不是我们，其他的教会的一些主日的讲道，有的是包括这个群众的心理，有关这个教会的管理，有关这个市场的行销。
I even heard a sermon recently that was largely about Popeye the Sailor. Good luck.
我最近听到一个讲道是有关这个大力水手。
No, I don't mean.
哇，这相信我，我小时候看这个 Popeye the Sailor.
So many churches are so desperately concerned to reach the culture
许多的教会想要跟当地的文化来配合。
That they're reducing the Bible focus of their ministry.
相对的，他们就把这个中心挪开了，不在圣经的上面。
God calls us to reach our culture.
上帝是叫我们到这个我们社区里面的文化中间。
New generations, new ethnic groups, new ages who think differently.
是新的可能一个种族，新的一些文化，他们的思考方式可能是跟我们不一样。
But we've got to be sure that the Bible is the focus of how we reach people.
但是我们不可以忘记，我们非常要小心的是，圣经的教导是我们跟他们分享中心的意思。
And not just Bible knowledge, obviously, Bible obedience.
当然不只是对圣经客观的认识，也是我们顺服圣经里面的教导。
As long as we live, the Bible will speak to us.
在只要是我们这样的存着这样的信心跟这样的一个态度，圣经会对我们说话。
It'll point out sins in the way we live.
圣经会指出我们生活里面的罪恶。
It'll call us to new dimensions of obedience.
他们会圣经会引导我们到另外一个层次的顺服。
It'll teach us how to worship Christ in ever new situations that arise in our lives, some of them very difficult.
圣经会带领我们在生活新的情况出现的时候，来怎么样在新的状况之下来敬拜神、敬拜耶稣。这样的一个新的状况，可能是我们不是很舒服的一个状况。
So we center our lives and our community on obedience to the Bible.
所以我们的生活、我们的社区、我们的团契是以圣经为基础，是以顺服圣经为前提。
God also calls us, as He called that generation, to courage.
上帝也教我们要有刚强壮胆，就像在当时他透过约书亚去鼓励以色列人要刚强壮胆一样。
Now we could easily ignore this call to courage.
我们其实可以很容易去忽略哈，不这个听而不见这个叫我们要刚强。
The vast bulk of us live in very safe neighborhoods.
我们大部分人是住在一个非常安稳跟安全的社区里面。
We have set aside funds to help us out in case, you know, if we lose our job for a month or two. We got enough funds to cover us.
我们大部分人都有足够的积蓄，如果我们今天被这个我们去失去我们的工作的话，我们大概还有足够的现金可以活几个月。
Not all of us, but for many of us, the education of our children, our retirement is no threat.
对于我们大多数的弟兄姐妹来讲，我们儿女的教育跟我们自己的退休不是一个很大的问题。
As a community, as a church,
我们这个教会成这个作为一个社区，作为一个团体
，We don't need courage.
我们不需要太多的这个壮胆，不需要太多的勇气。
We come together as a church. We're all nice people. There's no threat here.
我们今天我们这个教会里面都是看起来很友善的人，这个不会互相的有这个威胁。
Our balance sheet isn't a black.
我们的教会的奉献已经没有赤字。
We have quite a lot of pastoral staff.
我们有不少的教牧的同工。
And not as many as most churches our size, but a lot more than churches smaller than us.
跟比我们大的教会，跟或者差不多大小的教会，可能还不是像他们那么多。但是呢，跟比较小的教会比起来，我们的教牧同工人数比他们多很多。
We have an extraordinary number of dedicated co-workers.
我们有好多位非常专心侍奉主的同工。
If we simply try to maintain what we have, we don't need courage.
如果我们只是要来做我们现在要做的。我们不需要勇气。
But here's the thing about God.
但是神是很奇妙的。
God's omnipotent. Omnipotent.
上帝是无所不能的。
He can do anything.
上帝什么东西都可以做。
And often it seems like he enjoys flexing his muscles, so to speak.
我们有时候也看到是说上帝好像很愿意显出他的大能。
There's a whole heap of things that I can't do.
有许多事情是我没办法做的。
And God has no trouble doing them.
那对于那些事情来讲，上帝当然没有什么问题，都可以做。
So if he gets it in his mind to do them, it scares me.
所以他每次做这样的事情的时候，我非常的惊慌。
It rightly should scare us.
当然，我们看到神这样的大能，我们当然是会惊慌。
Think of when this church started as a Bible study in a private home.
我们回想看，这个教会开始的时候，是在一个弟兄的家里，是一个查经班。
Or when Metro West started recently.
或者是说，去年这个西区教会开始的时候。
Not real scary.
不是很惊慌，不是很惧怕。
But still a risk.
但是是有一个危险。
Is it going to succeed or fail?
会成功吗？还是会失败？
If it fails, who's going to be left with egg on their face?
如果是失败的话，那是谁来承受那个羞辱跟不满意？
And then God heightens, increases the risk.
但是呢，教会也把这样可能的危险再增加。
And as a community, we buy a church building in Woburn.That maybe stretches our financial capabilities.
回想到这个教会买这个当时在买在 Woburn 那个教会的时候呢，是超过我们的这个经济的能力一点点。
And then some crazy people vandalized the building.
然后有很可惜，在当时呢，有人就把那个教会有一点点的破坏。
Now here's a risk.
也是一个危险。
I understand that Elder Jack Kong and Brother Pei Rong Liu and others spent the night in the building.
按照历史，这个洪长老跟这个刘佩荣弟兄呢，就睡在那个教会几个晚上。
To keep people from damaging it.
使得呢，就是人不会再来破坏那个教会。
Now you know these men and how gentle they are.
我们都认识这些弟兄哈，他们非常的温文儒雅。
If we wanted to protect this building, I know of some people I'd call on.
如果是要保护这个教会的话，我倒是知道我要找哪些人来保护这个教会。
I won't name them from the pulpit this morning.
不能在这个讲台上面来说他们的名字。
But these gentle brothers were not the ones I would have thought of.
但是如果要保护这个教会的话，我大概不会找一些温文儒雅的弟兄。
There's risks.
所以我们是在这个社会里面面临一些危险。
And then it's still before I came here, the risk to buy this property.
那在十几年前，这个也是另外一个挑战，另外一个可能的危险，是要不要买这块地。
And to put up this building that makes us the envy of many other Asian churches in New England.
那多年之后呢，我们已经盖好这个教堂，成为许多北美华人教会羡慕的对象。
Just as the economy collapsed in Boston.
就在90年初期，这个经济在这个波士顿的经济是非常不好的一个时候。
And the risk those brothers and sisters faced, wondering would we be able to make the payments and still pay off our homes.
在当时的一个挑战，在当时的一个危险，就是说我们有没有足够的经费来还这个建堂的债。
You see, we have risked in the past.
我们在过去面临了一些危险。
And at times of risk, God's word speaks to us.
但是在当时的一个挑战跟危险的状况之下，神的话语直接的对我们来说话。
Be strong, courageous.
要刚强壮胆。
Because we need courage.
我们需要刚强。
Notice, God is never calling us to heroism.
注意哦，上帝不是要教我们做一个英雄。
He doesn't say, you can do it, be a hero.
上帝没有对我们说你一定可以做的，所以你就是未来会成为一个英雄。
He says to us,
上帝是怎么样对我们说呢？
I can do it.
上帝说我可以做。
Trust me.
相信我。
As I was with Moses, he told Joshua, so I will be with you.
就像他对于约书亚说，就像我跟摩西要同在一样，我会与你同在。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我不会离开你。
Be strong and courageous, not terrified or discouraged, because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
你需要刚强壮胆，跟随你的主，因为无论你往哪里去，上帝都与你同在。
Now this God, who called them to courage, because he would be with them.
这个上帝，我们的上帝，跟他们说，你们要刚强壮胆，叫他们勇敢地往前去，因为他的应许是神会与这些人同在。
He sent his son. and whose parting words to us were the same.
神也差他的儿子，他的儿子离开这个世界的时候，跟我们所讲的话，跟我们叮咛也是一模一样。
I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So there are two commonalities between their situation and ours.
所以我们来回想的时候，在约书亚当时的状况跟我们今天的状况有两点是类似的。
Bible and courage.
第一个是圣经，第二个是勇气壮胆。
Apart from that, and more briefly, there's three basic differences.
在这个 其他的一些不一样的呢，有三点。
In their time, God was on the side of the Israelites.
在当时，神是在以色列人那一边。
God made a promise to Abraham.
神对于亚伯拉罕做了一个应许。
He made the same promise to Isaac.
他对于以撒也做同样的应许。
The same promise to Jacob.
同样的应许跟雅各说。
The same promise to Moses.
同样的应许也是对摩西。
The same promise to Joshua.
同样对着约书亚也是同样的应许。
God fought for the Israelites against the Egyptians.
神与以色列人同在，与埃及人来征战。
God fought for the Israelites against the Canaanites.
神与以色列人同在，跟迦南当地的外邦人来征战。
But no more.
但是就没有了。
Now the God who created the world is determined to redeem the world.
但是这个创造这个世界的神是要来拯救这个世界。
Not just Israelites.
不是以色列人而已。
Not just Christians.
不只是基督徒。
Not just Europeans.
不是只有欧洲人白人。
Not just Chinese.
也不是只有华人。
And so the Jesus who reached out to outcasts and sinners, those broken in body and soul, calls us to reach out.
所以耶稣在世的时候的教导是教我们去伸出我们的手去照顾这个世界上面有需要的世上的灵魂。
Jesus who calls his original followers to make disciples of all nations, calls us to make disciples of all nations and all ethnic groups.
所以耶稣在当时对他的门徒的教导是把这个福音带到万国万邦。
Jesus who called them to look up their eyes and see the fields white with harvest calls us to look up our eyes and see beyond ourselves.
耶稣在当时跟他们说你们要举目看田看到禾场已经熟了。耶稣在今天也同样的告诉我们是说把我们的眼目举起来看到这个世界上面普世的需要。
So when we think about buildings,
所以我们想到我们的建筑物的时候
and we think about programs,
我们想到我们教会不同的施工的时候
we don't think just about ourselves,
我们想到的不是只有我们自己
our families,
我们的家庭
our church,
我们的教会
our ethnic group,
我们的这个种族
God calls us to care for all people.
上帝呼召我们是要 教我们把福音传给是把这个好消息传给这个世界的万国万邦
all types of people.
是不只是万国万邦，是所有不同种类的人。
There's a second major difference between them and us.
在当时跟我们现在的状况，第二个不一样的地方在哪里呢
？God told them exactly what to do, when to do, and who should do it.
在当时，上帝是说，谁要做什么，要做什么，然后什么时候要做。
What should the governing structure of this church look like?
我们这个教会的这个领导的这个架构应该是怎么样呢
？God hasn't told us.
上帝没有告诉我们。
What should we do? Metro West, more, build more in Lexington, start in Austin?
我们在这个时候需要先做什么呢？是先在西区买一个地方呢？是加盖我们这个教堂呢？还是开始这个在波士顿里面Austin 的这个厂里面的施工？是哪一个呢
？The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经里面没有这样讲。
When should we do it?
我们什么时候要做呢
？Three days from now?
是不是就像耶稣雅基说三日之后要开始做呢
Three months from now
三个月之后呢
Three years from now
三年之后呢
Bible doesn't tell us
圣经里面没有这样讲
That we should risk the Bible tells us
但是呢 但是在圣经里面只有跟我们说你们要面临这样的挑战愿意要去冒这个险
That the Bible should be at the center of what we do it tells us
如果圣经是在我们的生活的中心的话，圣经会神会透过圣经来启示我们。
That the focus of what we should do would be outward, not just inward. The Bible tells us.
圣经给我们一个很重要的原则，也是我们是要往外看，而不是往来只看到我们的需求。
But what exactly new ministries to undertake?
但是是确实是哪一个新的事工要我们开始呢？
The timing of them?
什么时候要开始呢？
The leadership and co-workers for them?
是哪一些弟兄姐妹要来带领呢？是哪一些弟兄姐妹要来做同工呢？
The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经里面没有这样讲。
And we don't have a Moses or a Joshua in our midst anymore.
而且很可惜，今天也没有一个摩西跟约书亚在我们中间。
We don't have a direct command what we should do.
我们没有从神那边领受一个很直接的指示，要真的要具体的要怎么做。
But let's at least resolve this together.
但是我们是的，我们可以一起。在神的前面来谦卑的来一起来寻求这样的带领。
That we will insist on doing something risky.
我们是很愿意做一些有危险的，去面临这样的一个挑战。
And let's talk together about what that will be, how many things that will be, and where they'll be.
至少我们愿意来谈，我们做这些可能看起来危险的事情，是哪一些事情是值得做的？这些事情的事工的内容究竟是什么？
We don't have a command about timing.
我们没有从神那边直接得到一个教导，一个讯息是要什么时候开始。
How long it should take.
要做多久。
But let's agree on this.
但是至少我们可以同意一样事情。
That we will act, we will not delay forever.
我们要有一天我们会要进行，我们不会把这样的事工永远的来拖着。
And then let's talk together about how fast we'll act, when we'll begin and how fast we'll proceed.
我们也可以一起来谈是说我们要多快速的进行。
We have not been told expressly in Scripture who we should reach.
圣经里面没有很清楚的告诉我们是说是哪一个种族，哪一类的人是我们要去分享福音。
But let's agree on this.
但至少我们可以同意。
We will reach people who we are not currently reaching.
我们是要这样的同意，我们是要去往一些我们现在没有跟他们传福音的人来开展我们的事工。
And now let's talk about who exactly and what it will look like.
然后我们再来谈，是说究竟是哪一类的人，或是哪一个种族的人。
God said to them.Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For I will be with you wherever you go.
上帝说，只要刚强，壮胆，不要惊慌，也不要惧怕，因为你无论往哪里去，你的神必与你同在。
God's voice speaks forever through the ages to us. Let us be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or discouraged. For He is with us wherever we go, whatever we do.
神的话语这个在永世以来就在这样的存留在这个历史中间一再的这样提醒我们你当刚强壮胆不要惧怕也不要惊慌因为你无论往哪里去耶和华你的神必与你同在
Let's pray together
我们一起祷告
Father you have all the power
天父你有世界上面所有的权柄
You have all knowledge
你有世界上面所有的智慧跟知识。
You are far greater than we.
你比我们远远的大过我们。
And you can call us to things that scare us.
你可能叫我们去做一些我们觉得很害怕的事情。
Father, may you find in us people who are willing to take a risk.
求你在我们中间呼召那些愿意面临这样挑战去冒险的人。
People who can see beyond themselves.
这些弟兄姐妹可以超越他们自己。
That we might find in you our courage to act.
我们在你的里面找到那样的勇气跟壮胆可以去执行你的施工。
That we might find in you the power to believe.
我们在你的里面找到这样的能力来继续的相信你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please